back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. We are live. It is Monday, January, 26th already?
Jesus, the month's already over.
We're almost into February of 09. Time flies. And doing our homework here, we don't like to announce something on the air. Like that lady called up and said, Hawaiian Airlines is flying you to Honolulu from Los Angeles for $122 one way. We don't like to say that on the air unless it's true. So we did our homework here, and it is not true. It is not $122 if you want to fly to Hawaii tomorrow. It's $112. That's the price? You're out of your mind. $112 one way to Hawaii from Los Angeles tomorrow. You'd also leave on Friday for $112, and then you can come back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday next week for $112. $224 round trip to Hawaii. HawaiianAir.com. What a deal!
Yeah.
And they're not an advertiser. Here at 97.1 FM Talk. But $112 to fly to Hawaii. So go to Hawaii. Go to Diamond Bar. All right. I have a quiz in front of me here. Hey, Gina, you want to come in and take it?
Yeah.
Okay. Gina Grab, we're going to test and see if she's an alcoholic. And as my uncle used to say, I'd rather be an alcoholic than anonymous. So, give you an idea of how often my family like to tip the bottle. A couple of relatives at 2 feet firmly planted in that bottle. Enjoyed it. All right, there's 20 questions. And write down on a piece of paper, unless you're driving, then just listen and, download the podcast later on. But there's 20 questions here. And Gina Grad and myself will take this test and determine whether we are alcoholics. If you answer yes to three or more, you might want to seek some help. Alcoholics. All right. Nice to see you, Miss Grad.
Thank you. Nice to be seen.
Do you lose time at work due to drinking?
No.
No. And I will also say no. I don't remember ever losing any time at work because I'm bombed.
Yeah, you don't black out and you're in hour 3?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm cool. Yeah. And I'm not hungover. I mean, we start later in the day. If I had a morning shift, I'd call sick every day. But we start late enough where I'm not hungover.
Right.
All right, is drinking making your home life unhappy? Gina Grad?
No.
No. I would say no as well. I don't see any unhappiness.
Makes you very happy.
At that household of mine.
Yeah.
You drink. Sometimes you drink because it makes you happier than if you don't drink.
Exactly.
That might be a problem.
The answers are at the bottom of that bottle.
Exactly right. All right. Do you drink because you're shy with other people?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
If I'm feeling a little shy,
yes.
I'll have a glass of wine, loosen up.
Okay. I'd say no for me. I'm not, I don't really drink for that reason. I'm not really, shy guy at a party going, oh, God, if I just have 3 or 4 drinks, maybe I could go talk to that girl.
Liquid no. Courage.
Is drinking affecting your reputation?
I don't think so.
No for you? Yeah. I would say yes for me.
Wow.
Yeah, because sometimes if I get too bombed, I say things I shouldn't say.
No.
Right, Randy?
Or swim in places you shouldn't swim.
Exactly right. Have you ever felt remorse after drinking?
No, actually.
No?
I always say, God, we should do that again because I do it so rarely. I feel fun.
Oh,
it's fun.
I totally feel remorseful sometimes. Yeah, I'm going to go yes on that. I got 2 yeses already.
Uh-oh.
It's not good. Have you ever had financial difficulties as a result of drinking?
No.
No. And I will say no as well. And although, I don't know if they include this, because it's not what you spend on alcohol, it's the stupid decisions you make when you're on alcohol.
Well, that's a financial decision.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like gambling too much because you're bombed?
Absolutely.
I'm going to go no on that.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
You misunderstood the question.
I think it's people, are spending too much money on high-end booze.
Okay.
I'm gonna believe that that's what they meant. All right, do you turn to inferior companions and environments when drinking?
No.
I don't think I do either. All my friends are pretty low end anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know how much lower you can get. Does your drinking make you careless of your family's welfare?
don't think so.
I don't think so either. I mean,
Sophie who after one natty light?
Sophie is fine. Has your ambition decreased since drinking?
Hmm.
Have you had a decrease of ambition since you started drinking?
No.
No?
I'm still going
for
it.
I don't know about that one.
For me?
I'm not as ambitious as I used to be, but I don't think that has to do with drinking. I think it has to do with age.
Oh, well, then no is the answer.
I think as you get older, you become less ambitious.
Right.
You know? It's like, how many times can you, and I'm not saying that I do this, but how many times can you go into a Hollywood meeting and they say, no, your show idea sucks, and you keep going? You know, eventually you're like, oh, they broke
enough.
Me. They
I
broke
give.
My asses.
When you have a beer, do you fantasize about doing nothing? Do you want to just feel lazy and you want to say, you know what? While you're drinking a beer, I just wish this was it, you know? Wish I didn't have to do anything else. Do you think that?
No.
Okay,
no.
Then it's
I think I think I'm okay.
Okay.
I mean, listen, if I thought that, you know, my ambition decreased because of drinking, or if I thought my ambitions would increase when I stopped, then yeah, I'd stop and, you know, make a ton of money. But I don't think it's because of drinking. It's just I'm tired.
You just don't give an F.
40 F and 5.
Yeah.
Tired. What am I going to do? Go out and start a new business? Get into a, you know, new line of work?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not one of those guys who gets up in the morning and goes, all right, let's go. Come on. We got 20 things to do. Let's run around. Let's
burn in daylight.
Yes. I'm not that kind of guy. So I'm going to go no on that as well. All right. And so far, let me see. Gina has one yes.
Yeah.
You're doing very good.
Thank you.
All right. That's Gina with one yes. And Conway.
O-N-W-A-Y.
I have one, two. Ooh, I've got two already.
Uh-oh. Flirting with that problem line.
Flirting with that AA, man. All right, here's another one. And again, this is a quiz. And if you answer yes to three or more, you are an alcoholic according to this quiz. Not according to me, according to this here quiz.
Okay. Because I really don't drink very much.
Do you crave a drink at a definite time of day?
No.
No? I say no to. I don't really crave drinks.
Gotta be 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. No, you enjoy it if it's around, and if it's not around, you go, no drinking right now. do you want to drink the next morning?
Nah.
Definitely not.
You don't want to wake up
I can't even smell it. You know, if you like left a beer in the bathroom because you were, going.
Yeah.
And you see it the next day, you're like, oh, I didn't want to touch that. Beer, please, get out of here.
Ugh.
All right, does your drinking cause you have difficulty in sleeping? When you're drunk?
No, I think that's the best time to sleep.
I think you're exactly right.
It
might have difficulty in other people sleeping in my bed.
Yeah, maybe. A little apnea.
A little snoring going on. But for me, I'm out like a light.
Yeah.
I enjoy sleeping, and if I've had a few, I'm all the better. Before my head hits the pillow, I'm gone. Has your efficiency decreased since drinking?
My what?
Efficiency.
Oh, efficiency.
I don't know what that really means, though.
Are you less efficient since you've been drinking?
In what?
In, you know.
In life?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty efficient.
I'm pretty inefficient anyway. I won't.
So it has nothing to do with your drinking?
I won't attribute that to the drinking.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
All right, I go no as well. Is drinking jeopardizing your job or business? It's encouraged here. I mean, if you're listening to like Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, or Like Us Do a Remote, or when we do a remote, everybody's bummed.
Yeah,
you know, there's no way that Bob Moore, Jack Silver, the program director and the general manager, are going to come up and go, "Hey, listen,
enough.
We heard that last night at the Commerce Casino was a great event, but you had a couple of beers during work.
Yeah,
is that right?
No, it's
you get
not.
A verbal warning this time.
Is drinking okay? So we go no on those. Okay, so far Gina 1, Conway 2. And if you go three or more, you better get some help, man. do you drink to escape from worries or trouble?
I think so.
Yes?
Because I only drink if I really just gotta let go.
Do you drink to escape from worries or trouble? I'm going to say no, because that means that I would not drink that often. Because I'm not really worried or have a lot of troubles going on. So I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say if I'm worried, I'll say, you know what, maybe a glass of wine, a beer, or something would help.
Yeah. Okay, here's where I think I'm going to get into at least the danger zone.
Okay.
Do you drink alone?
No.
No?
No.
I absolutely do.
Do you? Is that your favorite way to drink?
It's the cheapest way to drink. Get home, have a shot of vodka, a couple of beers.
You do shots by yourself?
Shots by myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I even pour it in the glass.
That's so weird.
You never do shots by yourself?
No. That sounds so... I don't know. It's like, do you set up like fake rag dolls and like pretend you're all at a bar
get
together?
Get out of here. You pour yourself a little pop of vodka and ace it down with a beer. Yeah.
Really?
You've never done a shot by yourself?
No.
Oh, get out of here.
No.
I'm going to be judged by you on that. Randy, you drink alone?
All the time.
Do you ever have shots alone?
I'm only alone, dude.
But you ever have shots alone?
I once did a shot of rum alone in my house, and it went right back up onto my wall.
God.
Oh, man.
Shots just
visual.
Seem like a real social thing to do. Hey, let's do shots! Not Tim just standing alone in his kitchen.
Shots are cool, solo. Yeah. And it costs you less, too. You have to buy a round.
Right.
Have you ever had a loss of memory as a result of drinking?
Probably once.
So, yes?
Yeah.
I definitely have. Oh, absolutely.
Because I really don't drink
don't you give
that
up,
much.
You give, up, you give it up the next morning, you're like, what the hell is this? Yeah. Oh, that's right. I ate that last night.
Or...
Who made pasta? Oh, that was me.
I can never remember where I parked. Oh, wait. That's two problem. That's a two-pronger.
All right. I got four, Gina three, so I'm already I'm already in the danger zone.
Yeah.
Has your physician ever treated you for drinking?
No.
No.
And I can imagine yours hasn't treated you for drinking either.
No, because I don't tell them I drink.
Exactly.
Do you drink to build up your self-confidence? No. You?
Well,
yeah?
Isn't that kind of like the shy one? You drink if you're too shy, so you drink to build up your self-confidence. It's like the same question.
Are you more confident when you're drinking?
No, actually. No, I'm more paranoid that I'm making an ass
then
of myself.
No.
No.
Okay, so Gina, no. Conway, no.
Yeah.
And so the final is Gina, three.
Oh, my God.
And you're a casual drinker.
I don't drink. I told Randy earlier today I've maybe had 5 drinks in 5 years.
Is that right?
And, well, and these people are telling me I need to seek professional help for my alcoholism.
According to this survey, you're an alcoholic.
Jesus Christ.
This is the stupidest effing survey
I don't know
ever.
Where this survey came up. And I have 4, so I'm deep into alcoholism. Where'd you get this survey, by the way?
I found it on about.com about alcoholism. Dude, you guys only got 4 and 3. I got 7.
You got 7?
7.
Jesus Christ.
Randy, is this going to have to be one of those things where we say, if you accept help tonight, you leave tonight, then we will stay your friends and there will be a job waiting for you when you get back. We'll do it intervention style.
No.
But you have to accept the help tonight. That's what
they
say.
Oh. You want to go home and drink?
Yeah.
All right, folks, thank you very much. Gina Grad, the alcoholic, Tim Conway Jr., the alcoholic, and Randy Wang. 3 alcoholics on one show. What a break for everybody here. All right, folks, your definition of what an alcoholic is. Something that you have done when you're drunk, something you didn't do, something that got you in a lot of trouble. Here are the phone numbers. All right. You knew when it was trouble when you did blank while you were drinking. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I think, you know, there's also a similar study out there, a questionnaire or a quiz for gamblers. And they'll ask questions like, have you ever tapped a credit card to gamble? Like, yeah. Have you ever gambled with somebody else's money? Well, of course. When you run out of yours, you got to borrow somebody else's money. How are you going to continue gambling? Have you ever gambled until you're absolutely broke? You didn't have a dime in your pocket? Absolutely. Have you ever gambled all night and into the next day? Yeah. But that's what you do in Vegas. You know, you enjoy yourself. But I have a different theory and a different list and a different criteria for gambling. If you've ever played blackjack in Vegas and you busted out, you jumped across the table and strangled the dealer, you got a problem gambling. Not if you borrowed money from your friend or if you tapped the credit card. That's what you do in Vegas. It's what everyone does in Vegas. All right, your definition of what an alcoholic is, because this ain't it. I don't know who wrote this list or who wrote this quiz, but so far, that is not what I think an alcoholic is. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I've got friends, family members who are out of control alcoholics. And I think that if you for instance, if you're at a party or if you're at home and you're drinking and you throw up because you've had too much, and then you drink some more, that might be a problem. All right? Instead of just going to bed. I think that might be a problem. But also, if you're driving around drunk with the kids in the car and you get pulled over, yeah, that might be a problem. Or if you're just driving around drunk, you know, that might be a problem. Might have to look into something there. But I don't know. I think this you know, the definition of alcoholism is crazy nowadays. And I don't know if you know this, but if you get pulled over for a DUI, you know, you're driving around buzzed, driving around drunk, and they take your license, you're on a suspended license, and you might have your license suspended for 2 or 3 months, and you're on probation then for like 2 or 3 years. It is zero tolerance while you're on probation. So you could go to jail or have your probation revoked and serve your time if you have 0.01% alcohol in your system. That could just be from a sip or two of alcohol. So if you get caught, they really put the screws to you. That's why you can't get caught. You got to get those cabs or have somebody else drive you or wait it out. You start getting DUIs and it's going to F up your social schedule. Plus, you could hurt somebody or kill somebody, and then that would ruin your life and obviously their life as well. All right. Your definition of what an alcoholic is. And I have a feeling this audience is a little tougher on the definition than this crazy quiz. Art in Azusa, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right. What's up with you?
Nothing. Just a night of drinking. No, just
there
kidding.
There you go.
I mentioned I was a recovering alcoholic, and when I was imbibing back in the day, I used to lose like days at a time. I used to live in England, woke up in Holland. I went to a party in San Diego one time, woke up in Colorado. So the line was a little fuzzy up until that point.
But you knew when you woke up and you had two more stamps in your passport that you might have a problem.
Exactly. So I thought at that time my problem was my travel agent rather than the alcohol, you know?
Exactly.
But fortunately now now I work in recovery and I work with kids to try and get them if they have possible alcohol problems. And, you know, it's a big deal for some people. They just don't know their limitations.
I think you're right, buddy. Good work with those kids. I hope you save some lives.
All right, brother.
Thanks, man.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Real quickly, let's flip on Channel 9 News here. There's a high-speed chase in El Monte. It's going on right now. They just passed
right
Longo
there,
Toyota.
Behind him, El Monte police. They've also got two helicopters overhead, one from the El Monte PD. Look at cross traffic as we make our way into this intersection, now going northbound away from the 10 freeway. I'll get a street for you in just a second. It's going to be Penrose. Now, again, the suspect continues in this same neighborhood, orbiting, that's what we're doing up here, but he's circling, I should say, in this same neighborhood. So they believe that they know where the suspect lives, and there may even be units that are there at the house or nearby, because again, they know who the suspect is, and they have been communicating him. The problem is that it's very dark down here. Even at this 10 o'clock hour, there's still a lot of traffic on the roadway, and there are,
by the way, this chase is going on near the 605 and the 10 freeway. If you see helicopters out there, that's what's going on, a high-speed chase in El Monte. We're listening to Channel 9 live report of this high-speed chase
for the El Monte Police Department. The Highway Patrol was involved while it was on the freeway, and it looked like they have backed off. They have said that they will get back into the pursuit if they're needed, but at this point it looks like the El Monte PD have taken over. Now, the suspect moving back toward the 605 freeway. There have been many chances to pit this suspect. That's the pursuit intervention technique, where they can come up and hit the car from behind and spin him out. They just have not chosen to do that. There was some talk earlier about a possible spike strip in an effort to stop this thing, but they believe that the suspect may pull over on his own without being stopped in a forceful manner. But no doubt that there is a pursuit going on here by the suspect. He has been talking to police, and again, there are two helicopters overhead and several black and whites. Take a look at the top of your picture, you can see lights and sirens almost as far as the eye can see. So back into the suspect. And again, we're circling the same neighborhood here off of Penrose, coming up on the 605. He's been getting on the 605 and then southbound just less than a mile, and then gets back onto the 10 freeway, exits the 10, and it's always the same story. He gets back up to the 605, and it's only about a 2 mile radius where the suspect has been moving. It's a small four-door, it looks like it's a Pontiac of some sort. Not really moving at very high speeds now, but when he gets on that 10 freeway, really accelerates, hits the gas, and gets up to high speeds. So, this thing on the surface streets, he's running red lights, blowing through stop signs, but not going very fast, if there's any bit of good news in this chase. But still,
I want to ask Larry why they
situation.
Were after him in the first place. Larry, can you hear me?
I can. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, don't apologize. I don't know if my microphone was open or not. I'm just wondering that you say that they know who this guy is. He's been involved in chases before. Why were they after him this time?
You know, we don't know that. We asked the El Monte PD why they initiated the police chase to begin with, and he said that he didn't know. But we suspect that there was some sort of a report to authorities that they were looking for this car. We don't
high speed chase in El Monte, the 605 and the 10 freeway, gang.
Other pursuits that we see now. We've seen that a couple of times just now where the suspect will stop at the stop sign. The police officers will fan out, get out, then the suspect will take off. But again, we're trying to get more information as to why the suspect might be running. But at this point, we just don't know what the initial stop was for. But again, very odd. You don't usually have as much communication with the suspect as we appear to be getting, according to the El Monte Police Department.
Are you getting the sense, then, that since they know this suspect, they've been in contact, they've been through this before possibly with him, that there's a certain level of, I don't know, confidence that they feel like
no,
they have a
Randy,
control
he drives a black BMW.
We do get that feeling. In fact, he's coming up to the area where they believe that he lives, and I can tell you that he took a look down that way, and there were two police cars that were parked in that neighborhood. So he made looked like a quick turn to the right. He lives or reportedly lives down this street right here. We're not going to give it to you on the air right now just because we don't want people to come out of their homes and perhaps get in the way of police officers trying to do their job. But the suspect is here in that neighborhood that they report that he lives. And again, he took a look down that street, and it looked like that he was going to maybe take a turn towards home. Then made that left turn and continued to make his way back through city streets, now headed back toward the area where he can get back onto the 605 freeway.
Well, Larry,
if he makes a left, he'll be heading toward the 10th freeway.
Here he is,
Larry,
making a left.
I don't know if you could still hear me. We're having a little problem there with our transmission, but we understand that there are at least four people in that car, or at least we believe that there are four people at that car.
It's
one
a full
of them
house.
Is reportedly 18 years old. Now, what relation they have to the suspect driving the vehicle, we don't know.
This might be one of those cases
yet,
where you could say that maybe the guy driving was drinking too much at one point
right
in his
now,
life.
We're going to take a very quick break. Larry, if you just stand by, stay with us. And we will be right back.
Okay.
In just
all right. It's going on in El Monte, right near Longo Toyota. If you've been out in that area, high speed chase is happening right in the area of the 10. And what exit would that be? I think it'd be Valley Boulevard or Peck Road out there. But that's the area it's going on in. San Bernardino Freeway, the 10 and the 605 in that area. So be careful out there, you know? Guy driving around, going crazy. One sec, real quick. James, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
All right. You just see this thing?
Yeah. I pulled over to the side of the road. I'm an interstate truck driver, and I was just sitting there looking at it. And they're not really even trying to do anything.
Where is it? What street are you on?
I'm at Peck Road South. They drove by me probably about 15 minutes ago.
Are you a Peck near Ramona?
Yeah, well, Exit 29, Peck, Grove, yeah. Valley Boulevard, north, right around that area.
Yeah, exactly.
And they drove up, and they went back to the 605 South. Then they got back off again. He's just going a little circle. But it's almost like 13 helicopters in the sky right now.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, be safe out there, buddy. Don't do anything crazy.
No, I ain't trying to help them.
Enjoy your chase. Now, did you know it was a high-speed chase before you turned on the radio?
No, I didn't know it. I just thought, I didn't know they was following on the news. I just seen a car.
Yeah.
I seen a house behind them, but,
That's what a live local show can do for you, dude.
All right, Jim.
Thanks, James. Hey. Take care of yourself. He seems to be very enthusiastic about live and local, doesn't he? Yeah, whatever. All right, high-speed chase going on Channel 9 right now. And check it out. El Monte, breaking news, Channel 9. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. At the top of the hour, Gina Grad and myself, Tim Conway Jr., we took the quiz to see if we are indeed alcoholics, and it turns out, we both are. Even though Gina's only had 5 drinks in the last, 10 years? 5 years?
Probably, yeah.
5 drinks in 5 years. Look at you. Slobbering, stumbling.
Yeah, and according to this quiz,
alcoholic.
I better seek immediate professional help.
Yes. What do you consider too much boozing? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Blake in Anaheim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yo, Timmy, big stuff,
hey,
dude.
Hey, what's up with you, dude?
To be honest, I drink probably a dozen, 14 beers a night. I don't think I'm an alcoholic. What do you think?
Well, how big are you?
I'm not that big. 6 foot, 190, 195.
No, you're about my size. You can handle 14 a night? You must be younger than I am.
Well, yeah, I'm only 34, so.
Man, you gotta go.
But it's every night. Old lady's pissed, but, you know.
Yeah, it's
happens
tough.
Every night.
Once you put 10 more years under your belt and, you know, thousands of more beers, then it really gets tough.
It's only Bud Light, though, so it's like water.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, it doesn't seem like you're not out driving then, right?
No. Always hanging home at night listening to you, dude.
There you go, man. Congratulations. All right, thanks, Blake. All right, there he goes. Blake, 14 beers a night. This chase looks like it's come to an end here. In El Monte, there are 4 kids in this car, and the cops have them surrounded, so let's tune in and see how this ends.
Now, this is an interesting situation. It's sort of a crossfire situation here for officers. You can see that they were already parked there in front of his home, and now they get out behind the suspect, and it's a very tense situation for officers as well as those people inside the car. And look at how many cars are parked on that street. It's a lot of apartment buildings here on this street. There's a lot of people there. And it's on Gilman Street. Now that it's stopped, we can tell you it's on Gilman here in El Monte. But look at the driver's door coming open now. Suspect appears to be complying with officers. We saw a couple of officers, the top left portion of your screen, taking cover behind a car. And you can see that they've got a canine unit down there as well. So they've got the dog. They've got lots of officers, lots of manpower, but also there is a lot of concern because of just how crowded this neighborhood is. And you can see there are officers in front of and behind the suspect. So it's a tense situation now for officers. Again, if there are 4 people on board, they are going to make them come out one at a time. Now, remember, one of those suspects reportedly had a gun. But just a moment ago, we heard them say that something was tossed out of the vehicle, and we don't know whether or not that was the gun or not. But just a moment ago, right before this thing came to an end, we heard reports. We didn't see it, but they said that something had come flying out of one of the passenger side windows. And we believe that was possibly what they thought might have been the weapon.
Well, that looks like the driver, Larry, is out of the vehicle with his hands in the air behind his head.
That's right. He's actually down. Looks like he is clearing.
The street that they're on is Gilman right now, and it's right where the 605 and the 10 meet. And it's fairly close to that riverbed. That I don't know what river runs through there. It's sort of like the LA River. It's not the LA River. It's 605 and 10. West of the 605, north of the 10 freeway, right in that area on Gilman.
The keys away from the vehicle, because if they can get it contained and they know that it won't take off again, that's a huge plus for them. But you can see he's got his hands up in the air right now.
All right. Looks like they're complying, and they are going to spend a long night, a little speed wrapping, down at the El Monte Police Department. And they'll go over and over it again. Why'd you do it? What do you got? Where's the gun? Where's the drugs? If there's drugs involved. Long night for those teenagers. A busy, busy night. When you got 40 cops, 12 helicopters overhead, two police helicopters, and they're all coming after you because you did something dumb. Anytime you got 40 cops, 12 helicopters, and the canine unit out, and at 10:40, you have tons of guns being pointed at you, you did something wrong. Now, this is unusual. There are probably about 75 to 100 people have come out of their apartment building and are on the street here now. And again, it's Gilman, right near Ferris, the 10 freeway and the 605. And it looks like literally there are 75 to 100, maybe even more than that, of the people coming out of their apartments and standing right next to this while the cops are doing their work. And that looks like it's dangerous. All right, well, the pursuit is over. Let's get back to the old topic here. What do you think? You've drank too much. How do you know it? When you think, maybe you've had too much. Now, this test here says that Gina Grad, who has 5 drinks in the last 5 years, is an alcoholic. I have a stricter definition for it. I don't think Gina is. But what do you consider maybe a point where should seek a little help for it? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. A sign that you've had too much. Mo in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Pretty good. And you, Tim?
All right, man.
Well, all right. This is back in my early days. I just turned 21. The only reason I'm calling is because my wife was about to give birth to my child.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. Actually, she's due on Friday, and I think she's listening inside the house. I'm a little embarrassed to go inside the house, but
Is this your first kid?
Yes, it is.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, and by the way, I'd like to thank you for that poker tournament you had. I went out a little early, but it was great.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. There'll be a few of those now that you got a kid.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you got to enjoy yourself before Friday.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, I went to Vegas, and it was one of those road trip type of deals with my brother, his girlfriend at the time.
Right.
Buddies and stuff. We went over on one of those buses. You know, you pay like whatever it is. We take you over there. It's like a night trip or something like that.
Right. You know, we have a bad connection with you, so if you get to the point real quick, that we'd appreciate it.
Sorry about that. Well, anyways, we were over there. We were drinking this stuff. We ended up going to a club. Did a lot of drinking, and I had first started off with a beer, and then ended up drinking 7 and 7s, thinking that I could drink a lot, you know?
Right.
Well, needless to say, I ended up spending the night in my brother's truck. Puke everywhere. Mm. And then next thing you know, the next morning, I wake up, my brother comes down out of the hotel room, starts saying, well, what's that smell? And, you know,
oh, boy.
Me thinking it's a puke and stuff. He's all like, no, it smells like poo. And I'm like, well, what are you talking about? And, you know, I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, well, I think I'm okay.
Yeah. All right. I get it, dude. You use the truck as a bathroom.
Well, I use my pants as a restroom.
Oh,
and
Jesus Christ. All right. Now that you got a kid, we got to straighten that act out. But, yeah, that could be a sign that you've had too much. When you're puking all over your brother's truck and you ass your pants, it could be seen. Frank in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Oh, hey, Tim.
Hi. All right. A sign you've had too much.
Well, actually, I don't think there is too much. Actually, me and my cousin go between 30 beers, and it doesn't mess with our lives. So
30 beers?
Alcoholics? Yeah, it's just me and my cousin.
How big, are you? How much you weigh?
I'm about 6'2", 230.
Oh, then you're fine.
You see, there's never such thing as too much beer.
Yeah, I know. When you're that big, it takes a lot to get buzzed.
Oh, and I also wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What's the premise to Hogan's Heroes? Since I know your dad was on McHale's Navy.
Yeah.
Classic TV show. I don't get Hogan's Heroes, though.
You know, I wasn't a big fan of Hogan's Heroes, but I believe it was a prison during World War II. Is it World War II or World War
I? I think it's World War II.
I thought it may have been World War I.
I watch it, and I don't get any episodes because, you know, I don't know what it's about.
I think it's a German prison during one of the World Wars. I think it's either World War I or World War II.
Yeah, that's a show with Klink, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colonel Klink. And it's the guys who are in prison trying to get out.
Oh,
I believe,
right.
Isn't that right? Nobody ever asked me that question before. But it's a good show, bud. It's a great comedy.
Yeah, McHale's Navy, man.
Yeah, that rules. Hey, you want to hear the theme song to McHale's Navy?
No, I watch it every day at 3 a.m., man.
Good for you. All right, man. Hey, Frank, thanks for calling, Dad.
All right, you're welcome.
Take care, dude. There he goes. 30 beers. Doesn't think that's enough. Yeah, for some guys it's not. You know, you play in the NFL, you can handle 30 beers. A sign you've had too much to drink. Miles in Marina Del Rey. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thank you for taking my call, Tim.
Hey, what's up with you?
I got about five little things here for it quickly. I don't want to take up time with my own story.
Right.
One, alcoholics usually hide alcohol in their house. Number two, they hide it from their spouse if they don't drink.
Wait, let me take this quiz. Hold on.
They don't pull over for the police.
Okay. I don't hide it in the house, so that's a no. What else did you say as an alcoholic?
Well, they don't drink and drive.
If you're an alcoholic,
you drink and drive, and you don't pull over for the police. But a major one is alcoholics will always sabotage a spouse's, you know, like their girlfriend's birthday party for their father. They'll drink a little too much.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah.
You know, they'll sabotage situations.
Right. Well, nice about, I don't know how long you've been drinking or if you quit or whatever, but when you start early in life, you can adjust your buzz by your 30s, 40s, so you don't do crap like that anymore, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
It's the guys that don't drink until they're like, you know, 25 or 30, where they go apes and they get too bombed at parties when we've all sort of, you know, figured out.
In our 20s.
Yeah, we figured out where the limit is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Miles, you're a major stud. We thank you for calling, my brother. Let's talk to Moses and Whittier. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
All right, did you see a high-speed chase out there?
No, man. I'm at work. I could see the helicopters from far, but that's about it. Yeah.
A sign you might be an alcoholic or drink too much.
Man, I was driving and I stopped at a stop sign and I was waiting for it to turn green. And I was there for a minute and I was like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I had the pine tree, the air freshener that you hang on your mirror.
Right.
And I was driving and I swerved to avoid a tree and I realized, oh no.
There you go. All right, Moses, get out of here. But that's interesting, waiting for a stop sign to turn green. Ryan in Monrovia, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up with you?
Just driving around drunk, driving into things, trying to start a new high-speed chase.
Are you driving drunk right now?
I'm just trying to start a new high-speed chase, but apparently all the coppers are still over in
Monty, so I'm waiting for
them to catch up.
Right.
But, my big thing is blackout. When you get blackout drunk, you know you got problems. Like, if you miss chunks of time and people, you know, video equipment, I would come home and I would pass out and I'd wake up and there'd be a puddle of pee in front of the television and like over on a pile of socks. I don't know if I got home, turned the TV on, didn't like what was on and like just decided to pee on it, but I ruined televisions.
Yeah, but you know what? You're really a hardwood floors kind of drunk.
Well, yeah, you know,
you don't want wall-to-wall carpet in your joint.
And, you know, I want the easy cleanup, you know, like get the slipper out, push it all into a pile,
right,
you know. But, like, I broke a standing shower one time, and apparently I was trying to pee, and I couldn't. I started laughing. My friends told me this. I started laughing, and apparently I couldn't pull my junk out of my pants, and I was peeing inside of my pants. So they, you know, I fall over backwards, take two of them out, and break a standing shower. It cost me, like, $700.
All right, get out of here, dude. All right, Raymond in Los Angeles, a sign you might be an alcoholic or have had too much to drink. You're on 97.1. How are you?
And I just wanted to make a comment on that last guy who didn't know what Hogan's Heroes was about.
Right.
The reason he doesn't understand is because he's been drinking too much. it's fried his brain.
It seems like a simple premise.
Why, it's war prisoners that can get out anytime they want, but they don't because of the guy who's in charge of the camp.
Right.
But what they do is they sabotage the Germans' plans, and they get prisoners out of there.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. But, I wasn't a big fan of Hogan's Heroes. I may have seen like two or three episodes in my life.
Well, but that was
it World War One or World War Two?
World War II.
Excellent.
If you stopped drinking, you could understand that. I used to watch when I was 6 years old.
Right. All right. Well, I think you have a point there. You know, if you drink too much where you can't understand Hogan's Heroes, maybe you need a sponsor. Yeah. Let's talk to, how about George in San Gabriel? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing, Tim?
All right.
Good. Yeah, I was just coming home from work right now, and there was like six helicopters following the high-speed chase. Is that where our textiles are going in?
They're on the 10 and the 605. Are you in that area?
Yeah, I just passed by right now.
Yeah, that's where they are. They're north of the 10 and west of the 605 on Gilman Road.
Right.
And there's a lot of people coming out of their apartments, too. It might get hairy over there.
Yeah. Also, you know how you know you're an alcoholic? So when you get a second DUI.
You got two?
Yeah, I just got one recently.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. How long ago did you get the first one?
Like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Are you still on probation from the first one?
No, I just got out last year.
Good. Oh, yeah, because they would have nailed you on that one.
Yeah.
Now what do they want you to do? More classes and...
I don't know. I have court the 19th of February, so I don't know.
How much alcohol do you have in?
I have like 3 pints of Heffenweizen.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you weigh?
Like 175.
Oh, that's too much, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Did you spend how much time in jail?
Just overnight.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Sorry you got nailed. Yeah, I always feel bad for the guys that got nailed, but you can't do that, I guess, nowadays. Especially if you hurt somebody or kill somebody accidentally. It may not even be your fault, but if you're drinking and you get in an accident, somebody gets hurt, man, that is a bad vibe, dude. Change your entire life and their life, everybody's life, a lot of lives. So get that cab. Get in those cabs, gang. It's the best insurance you'll ever, ever, ever receive. The best little piece of advice I could ever give you, get in a cab, spend the $30, $40, a little humiliation, a little shame. You go back and pick up the car the next day. You feel like an a-hole, but everybody's alive. Nobody's hurt. Nobody's killed. Nobody's arrested. And it's the way to go. All right? A couple of bucks for a cab. All right, John and Jeff are coming up. We'll talk to them and see what's going on with that big show. Check out our website, timconwayjr.com. We spend a lot of money and a lot of time on it, as you'll see immediately when you click on to Tim Conway Jr. The Jr. is abbreviated, JR. timconwayjr.com. It's a great website. Check it out. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Is the Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Oh, Bubbo.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. They caught the guy in El Monte who is leading the cops on a high-speed chase. And so that is over, everybody. Joining us from the John and Jeff Show are John and Jeff. Nice to see you, fellas.
Timmy, how you doing?
Yeah, doing excellent. What's going on with that show tonight?
Tonight, a follow-up on that kid that pretended he was a cop in Chicago.
Oh, right, yeah.
Guy dresses like a cop, sits next to the cop for 5 hours in the squad car, then finally he gets caught. He pleads not guilty, and apparently he has a history of impersonating police officers, and he's only 14.
Jesus Christ. I'm a cop.
How great is that kid, or how stupid is the cop sitting next to him? It has to be one or the other.
Well, here's the first indication. The kid is 5'3". There's not that many cops that are 5'3".
Jesus Christ. He just got in the car and buzzed around with this guy.
Don't they have a height requirements in law enforcement?
He put magazines under his uniform so it would look as if he had a
bulletproof
vest on. And
what are the magazines? Highlights? Jesus Christ. That's unreal. And it happened in Chicago, right?
Yeah. Imagine being in a cop car for 5 hours and everyone thinks it's a real cop.
God.
Guy had no gun either.
He's 14 years old.
Imagine a kid for 5 hours old, man. Just loving it, man. Just rolling, man. Rolling in the Crown Vic.
What a great imagination this kid has, you know? But he's really going for it in life.
They're
going
to give him a mental health evaluation, Tim.
Yeah. And is he in high school or at that point?
He's
are
a
you
sophomore.
Junior or in high
he's
school?
He's a
right?
sophomore from Alabama.
It's unbelievable. All right, folks. Stay tuned for the John and Jeff show. And also check out our website. We put a lot of time, a lot of money into it. TimConwayJr.com. And we'll see you tomorrow right after the Tom Likas show. Again, John and Jeff up right now on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, Victoria, let's go.
Hey, Michelle Obama, she was looking in the mirror one day getting dressed, and she was telling Barack, she's like, you know, my hair's a mess, I'm looking ugly, I'm getting fat. She said, Barack, tell me something to make me feel good. So he said, you got perfect eyesight.
I don't get that. I don't care.
Because she's looking in the mirror, Timmy.
Oh, I see.
That's hilarious.
That's actually a very good one. All right. Finally a good one.
KLSX HD, Los Angeles. Los Angeles. The home of the Adam Carolla Show morning. With Frosty, Heidi, and Frank midday. Where Tom Likas drives you home afternoons. On air at 97.1. Online at 97.1FMTalk.com.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.